We're going to go ahead and roll into our post-race media availability in the NASCAR Xfinity Series for today's 38th annual NASCAR Racing Experience 300 at Daytona. We're joined by today's third-place finisher, driver of the number 19 Juniper Toyota, and that's Brandon Jones. We'll go ahead and open up the floor for questions. You have a question, raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. Questions for Brandon Jones. We're going to start with Matt.
Matt Weaver, AutoWeek.com. I don't even know if this is totally in your wheelhouse, but when it comes to the racing we've seen this week, a lot of people are pointing to the bumper extension on the back of the cars. Is it maybe something to do with that or the new composite bodies here for the speedway races that's making it really difficult for you guys to suck up?
Yeah, there was a lot of unknowns with the new Supernose, the composite body. There was some stuff that we just really couldn't, you know, determine based off of anything in the past. So I don't know what led to it. I know that, you know, getting really close to the wall like that, it seemed like all the cars were really good when they were offset to the right drafting. Maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe it didn't. But all in all, it may not have looked very exciting, but my heart was racing for sure the whole time.
Additional questions for Brandon here in the deadline room. Brandon, I do have a question. After today's strong third-place showing, we're going to your home track, Atlanta Motor Speedway, next week. What kind of a momentum does this give you going into Atlanta?
Yeah, this is big. This was, you know, a great way to come out of this track. You know, sometimes I've been on the tow hook, and sometimes I've been on a good end. So a great way to start our speed weeks anyways. And Atlanta is a different animal than Daytona is for sure. So I'm looking forward to seeing what our new crew chief, Jeff Mindering, can bring to the table for that track. I think that's really going to help us out when we come back, you know, a couple weeks.
Okay, we've got a question up in the press box. Go ahead, press box.
Hey, Brandon. Congratulations on at least a podium. The new Supra, this is Greg Engel, Auto Week. The new Supra, you have the highest finishing with the debut of the Supra. Do you really notice a difference when you're inside the car, you know, after practicing and qualifying and now racing? Do you really notice a difference, or, you know, does being the Supra make the big difference, or not at all?
Yeah, it didn't seem to really make a difference. I definitely couldn't tell that I was driving a different, you know, style car. I think in the wind tunnel they were very similar too, as well, to the Camry. So it wasn't a very big change, but they definitely looked really, really nice out there on the racetrack today.
Any additional questions for Brandon? Brandon, congratulations on the third place finish, and good luck next week in Atlanta.
Thanks, guys.